You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Next up, we're looking at how communities in Harrogate and Craven are making themselves stronger. That includes everything from volunteers running their local library to providing services for elderly people. Here's Mary-Ann Jackson, who's head of the Stronger Communities Project.
We've been established a couple of years at the County Council. And it was really put in place to work alongside different communities across the county on services that we traditionally provided, but we wanted to work more closely with communities to get involved themselves, particularly around some of the austerity measures. So rather than looking at a reduction in service, we want to work with communities to see what we can all do together to keep services going. And a prime example of that is the library service, which we're moving a number into a community model.
Yes, and we've talked in the past about libraries in the increasing reliance on volunteers, and they really have stepped forward in big numbers, haven't they?
They really have. We are absolutely delighted and quite humbled, actually, at the response that we've had across the whole county. And in particular, I think in Harrogate and Craven, there's some really good examples of communities coming together and really stepping up to the plate on the community libraries. We've already had one library in Pateley Bridge that transferred to full community management a year ago, and their numbers are up. They're getting more people through the door, which is really encouraging. Just about all have completed their business plans successfully. We've got another library in Borough Bridge who are looking, if at all possible, to transfer early. And the next big thing for them, they've got a lot of volunteers already involved, but the thing with volunteer-run libraries, you can never have too many. So the next big thing over the autumn is to look at recruiting more and more volunteers, so to make sure that they can open for as many hours as possible. And I think the thing to remember with volunteers is, particularly in the libraries, is that we tend to think of the more traditional library roles around the books, but there's lots and lots of different things people can get involved in libraries. It's not necessarily just about the books. So they'll be recruiting things like IT buddies, people to work behind the scenes, doing things like rotas for volunteers, really important job. Also involved in children's activities or organising events in the library, because we really want them to be like a hub of activity and not just what people might conventionally think of libraries being in the past, but really somewhere for the whole community to come and a really good asset for everybody. That said, there is still the books to manage. So if the gym's not your thing, but you fancy a workout, come down and help stack a few shelves or lift a few boxes of books around. But that's going to be the big push for the autumn is to get those numbers up. Because we estimate, you know, it's 50 to 60 volunteers needed to successfully keep a library open. So we'll be putting some publicity out about that over the autumn.
So that's a really important project. Just give us a flavour of some of the other projects happening in Harrogate and Craven.
Okay. As well as the library project, which is our big priority for this year, but we also support projects that are for children and young people. And we're really pleased that the junior park run that we supported last year is just coming up to its one-year anniversary, and that's in Harrogate. And that's going from strength to strength. We see it regularly get over 100 people, 100 children taking part. That's children between the ages of 4 and 14. So that's a real goodie. Other things that we support are things for older people, and particularly to try and help build that community spirit and keep people being able to live at home independently for as long as they can by being involved in their very local communities. One of the projects we've supported recently is to help the community of Darley convert part of the sports pavilion into a community shop and a cafe. Another really nice project took place in Ripon, in one of the care homes there, which was called Holiday at Home. And this is really for those residents who are no longer fit enough to travel to go away on holiday, working with the Methodist Circuit in Ripon. They organised holidays at home, so lots of nice events and holiday type activities took place within the care home. Lovely, lovely event. Another thing that we've done over in Craven is something called Settle Stories, which is a project that's been taken place in rural North Craven. And it's really using things like storytelling and mindfulness to help people deal with stress and anxiety. And again, just to contribute to improving people's general health and well-being. Also over in Craven, there's something called Sight Airedale we've supported, which is around visual impairment training for voluntary groups and for library staff. And people basically who are coming into contact with people who may be having failing sight or sight difficulties, just to make sure that it's raising the awareness of what it's like to live with a visual impairment, in order that those people can access more services more easily. And so that's a really nice project over in North Craven.
Fantastic. So yes, lots going on all over the county. So anyone who would like to find out more about the Stronger Communities project and how they could get involved, what's the best way to do that?
There is a local manager in each of the districts. So there's a local manager in Harrogate and one in Craven. But I think probably the easiest way is either to go onto the council's website and just search for Stronger Communities, and it will bring all the contact details up there. We've also got a dedicated email address for Stronger Communities, which is stronger.communities@northyorks.gov.uk. And if they use that email address, it will come to our general email inbox, and we can forward it to the person who can help them the best.